Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
9 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well here on 96.5 The Fan. Jim Nance had some things to say about the game coming up with Mahomes and Allen and the fact that they need each other.
Well, I think that one...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They need one another. If you look at great rivalries in sport, you know, Magic needed Bird. Jack and Arnie needed one another. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady needed Manning and Peyton needed Tom. It goes with the territory. They bring out the best in one another. And you said something at the start of that question about, people sometimes lament, poor Josh, he can't get it done in the postseason. He hadn't done anything wrong. That's He's right. played brilliantly in those games.
I think he's right about that. I saw the article yesterday, and it said Jim Nance says Allen and Mahomes, quote, need each other. And I was like, no, they don't. And then I read it and I listened. I'm like, oh, okay, I see where he's going with there. It's amazing when you actually click on the article and read it, how much it can change your perception of things. And we all react to headlines, right? Well, I found myself doing that yesterday. I'm like, let me click on this story and see what Jim Nance has to say. And he's right about it because it's fun to have that rival, right? All the greats, for the most part, have had that rival. Manning and Brady. Magic and Bird, as he mentioned, right? Jack and Arnold. You know, you're looking at it now with Josh and Patrick. And it really is Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes that are the rivals now. It's no longer Lamar. It's no longer Joe Burrow. It's no longer anybody else. It is Josh Allen. They are 1 and 2 in the NFL when it comes to the best quarterbacks. And there really is no debate. And they're consistent as well at that spot. So those are the two rivals. That's the big rivalry right now. And Jim's right about that. Like, it's fun. It's good for the league. And it's good for them, too, to have somebody to compete against. And it's also cool about their rivalry. Like, it's a rivalry on the field, but it's very cordial off the field, too. Like, there's respect there. And there's not a lot of that in sports where, you know, game's got game and they, you know, greet each other afterwards and talk about it. You see that with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. It's a fun rivalry that we have right now.
Think about if there wasn't one of those two this season. How boring the AFC and NFL would be. It would just be like Daniel Jones versus Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Like, that would be the sell. You need that guy who's always right there next to you, right up behind you. Hey, I'm right there. I'm getting better too. I'm going to, you know, make these next steps. And Josh Allen has always been that for Mahomes. It's honestly not even 1 and 2 to me. It's 1A, 1B.
And it's a challenge too, I think, for both of those guys. All right, I'm playing Patrick. All right, I'm playing against Josh. I got to be at my best. I want to win this game. I think these matchups that we're going to see, especially the one on Sunday, obviously, and then the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead later on in the year, these are the type of games that you really see the best brought out. And if you're playing Buffalo and it's not Josh Allen, it's a little less of a, you know, deal. If you're playing the Chiefs, it's not Patrick Mahomes. It's a little less of a deal. But it's Allen versus Mahomes, and you know both of those guys want to play their best in front of each other.
And maybe I'm off my rocker a bit here. I think it also goes to the fact that, you know, we look at these, you hate Denver because you hate the team. If you're talking about sports hate, mm-hmm. You hate Cincinnati because you hate multiple people involved. You don't like Ja'Marr Chase. You don't like Joe Burrow. You don't like Zach Taylor. You don't like their mayor, who's a jabroni. You mm-hmm. don't like, you know, the guy that was the corner that was, you know, calling it Burrowhead and all yeah. that sort of stuff. You don't like all of it. You play the Bills, and it's a respectful hate,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, every time it's 3rd and 3, you're going, God, here comes Josh Allen. He's going to run the ball. His big-ass body's going to get through, and they're going to get a first down and continue with the chains, and you don't know what Josh Allen is going to be capable of in this game because he is so great. Throw it over there to the Buffalo side. Man, I just really hate Patrick Mahomes because he always beats us when it matters. Now, again, there are factors in this team game of the NFL of guys that, like, Buffalo's like, I just can't stand Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, but that's outside of what the game means.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why this game's at 325 and Nance and Romo are calling it. It's because it's Allen versus Mahomes. There's a reason why every Sunday when the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts played and it was Brady and Manning, it wasn't because it was Belichick and Dungy or whoever else was the coach, or it was, you know, Wes Welker or Julian Edelman or Rob Gronkowski. It was Brady and it was Manning, mm-hmm. because those were the two guys that they focused on. Every graphic that you will see will be Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. When the Colts and Chiefs play, it won't be Daniel Jones. It'll be Jonathan Taylor. It'll be Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
I almost guarantee that. And if I'm wrong, feel free to send me DMs. But, like, the thing about this is that these two guys are the greatest in their sport. Now, you can say, you can have your opinion if Joe Burrow's better or if, you know, Lamar's better. But even when you look at the Ravens versus the Chiefs, it's always Lamar versus Mahomes. It's never Baltimore versus Kansas City. And I think that's right. What spews rivalries is the fact that both of these teams do beat each other. Now, granted, the Chiefs have been more beneficial when beating the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs 4-0, but it always seems to be the first layer that gets attacked is the number one seed. What's crazy is neither one of these teams are playing for the number one seed right now.
Right.
And this is a huge game, but it's not either one of these teams' biggest games on the schedule.
No.
At least as of right now. We can talk about more of that as we get later on into the week, but I think that this rivalry is because, like you had mentioned, a couple of tea leaves from both of you, the respect factor between Mahomes and Allen. Like, when Mahomes won that game with 13 seconds left and they celebrated for 15 seconds in the end zone, he sprinted and found Josh Allen. When they go do these golf things in Tahoe, it's always, you know, playful banter that mm-hmm. they can dig at each other, but it's never like, we don't talk to each other. And even with Peyton and Brady, I was younger, but I still think there was that respect.
There was a definite respect there, yeah.
Where it was like, man, I just can't beat him. He knows what to do. So I think when you look at this game, It's more so it builds and builds and builds because you know the most important position in all of sports is the guy that holds the ball, which is quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And in this game, both quarterbacks can beat the other team if they are better than the other one, not if the team is better than the other team.
Yeah, and it's going to come down to your quarterback having to make a play, and both teams believe that their quarterback can make a play too. How many teams out there right now are going, I hope my quarterback can make a play, and how many teams are out there going right now, I know my quarterback can make a play. Guys, how many do you think that is right now? I know it's two. I don't know that it's much more after that right now, where you have that full trust that there's 13 seconds on the clock, your guy's going to make a play, and you're going to have an opportunity to tie or win a game. I think it is Patrick Mahomes, and I think it is Josh Allen. And I don't think there's anybody else right now that you can put into that category where the fan base truly 100% believes that they've got a shot, regardless of how much time's on the clock. There's only two of those guys, and they're playing this weekend, and it's going to be outstanding. I mean, I'm looking forward to this game. I know it's a regular season game, and I know it's Buffalo's Super Bowl, but this is kind of now the start of the rest of the year for us in the NFL. It starts going now. November is here, mm-hmm. and this is when the big boys put on their big boy pants and take care of business.
I think the other thing, too, is that we talked about this earlier. At least I brought this point up, and Mac, you can piggyback off this if you want, because I think you'll understand what I'm getting at, and Bobby, you as well, that you'll get questions all week from your friends or your family that listen and love the sport and want to get your mindset of it. You can think you know what's going to happen in this game because of what the numbers say. Oh, Buffalo runs. Kansas mm-hmm. City stops the run. Kansas City's offense. Buffalo's defense is terrible. And then we'll watch this game, and at the end of the day, at 7 o'clock when this game's over, or 6:30, it'll be 35-33, and you'll be like, "What just happened?"
Yeah, it'll be an offensive aerial strike. James Cook won't be a factor, and you know, and Chris Jones will have 4 sacks and one to close out. Like, where did this come from? Like,
Hollywood Brown had what, 8 for 99 and a touchdown?
Where did that come from?
Khalil Shakir had 2 touchdowns.
I mean, the Tyquan Thornton had the big play of the day. You know, oh my God, Remigio returned a kick and got a touchdown. Like, it's probably going to be something wild. It's going to be, I hate to use the term instant classic because we don't use those anymore, and that's kind of been overused, but it's going to be the best game of the year in the NFL. I don't know what the best game right now of the year is in the NFL, but this
Bills
one,
Ravens.
Bills Ravens, probably, yeah, yep. Opening week, yeah, that was a hell of a comeback, but this one's going to be the best game. It's going to be exciting. Everybody's going to be watching. The TV number is going to be absolutely insane for this one. Again, it is a standalone game on CBS. Fox has got two turd birds. They're trying to push, you know, up a hill against this one, but the numbers are going to be outstanding. The entertainment's going to be great, and we're going to go, damn, I can't wait to the AFC Championship game. Let's go.
Yeah, they've played 9 times, I think 4-1 for Josh Allen, the regular season 4-0 for Mahomes. 8 of them have been close, good games.
Mm-hmm.
It was that one blowout that the mm-hmm. Chiefs did the first time they played each other in the playoffs.
The first time in the playoffs. That was it.
That's it. Every regular season, every playoff match has been yep. down to the wire.
My favorite game of the year.
It
every
is.
Single year.
And that's why when we talk rivalries, like, this is the rivalry right now. Dusty just told you why. It's my favorite game of the year. It's the first one you look at every single mm-hmm, year. Where mm-hmm. is this game on the schedule? Because of how much it means.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long and kicking off a juicy 9-week matchup that we just talked about between the Chiefs and the Bills. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL and get started today. Coming up, the World Series is now tied 2-2. Who wins? The intentional walk is starting to ruin Steven Inspector's attention for baseball, and Mac Morey takes over with one more word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Don't forget, Sunday at 9 a.m., Mac Morey has got your fantasy football show ready for you. Short little bye week for a small bye week team. So everybody's got a lot of guys coming back, right?
Yeah, just got done with Bye-mageddon last week. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot less. I can't remember how many it is, but it was 6 teams last week on bye. And it was big fantasy teams, high-powered offenses, good quarterbacks. Yeah, going to have a lot of ammunition back.
Who's your number one streamer this week?
I mean,
you got a long time to do your homework. I didn't know if you had one on a Wednesday. Because today's big, who'd you get on the waiver wire?
Yeah,
who was your pickup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, if you were lucky enough and late on that tight end in Los Angeles, man, that Chargers tight end, he might save some seasons out there.
Yeah, Rondae Gadsden would have been a great pickup if he was still available, obviously. You know, people are worried about Saquon Barkley and his injury. So, like, Tootin, Will Shipley, like, who's going to be the RB2 if he goes down?
You going to take Cam Scataboo?
Come on.
You may not want to take Cam Scataboo next year. Have you seen what his injury ended up being?
I did, yes.
A dislocated ankle, deltoid ligament rupture, fibula fracture.
Ugh.
And the word was Scataboo had surgery, quote, right away to close the wound, and it was successful. We're going to hear later on how serious that really was.
Luckily, he's young.
Yeah.
And tough.
Yeah. But, I mean, like how serious it was to maybe something else.
Yeah.
You know, like, these are scary, scary injuries. And the reason I bring him up is, like, you may not want to draft him for next year. I mean, three different things.
Totally.
That, I mean, and that ankle was pointing sideways, man. Like, that, oh, God, I feel so bad for that kid.
New York's going to have two guys up for a comeback player of the year next year.
Russell Wilson and Scam Scottie.
Your dad's guy, Leak.
Leak.
Yeah. We finally had that surgery a month afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, that's another one of those headline things. I'm sure they had to wait till swelling went down before they went in there and operated on him. That happens all the time. There was somebody last year with the Chiefs, and they're like, why isn't it, what's going on with the knee injury? Or maybe it was Rashee Rice last year or somebody like that. Like, we got to wait till the swelling goes down before we can do anything. And that took a couple of weeks last year, I remember, with Rice. So Malik Nabers just had his surgery a month after that injury happened. And so that's because you got to wait for that swelling to go down. And so people are like mad at Malik Nabers. Why do you have the surgery sooner? Well, he couldn't. Otherwise, he would have.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the top waiver wire pickup this week, was Cam Scataboo's backup, Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah.
That was the popular waiver wire guy.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Watson would be mine, though.
Watson, yes!
That's your guy?
That's my guy. Spent some fob on him.
I thought Logie Berra, a.k.a. Logan Weber, I thought he had a really good comp last night. He said on After Hours last night that he sees Noah Gray playing the Christian Watson role for the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
Expand.
So he said basically he's the guy that everyone forgets about, and then 30 yards down the field, boom, there he is. Oh, wow, that's Noah Gray. Kind of like how I know Watson would run like the deep routes.
Yeah.
But you'd be like, oh, that's right. He's on the team, and he's a reliable target in a situation. I think Noah Gray kind of fills that role.
He was good the other night. You know, he
also
had
really good brutal late hit against him, whatever that was.
God.
I was like, what are we doing here? Like, are they going to talk about that one on the medias?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no.
that defenseless receiver, that was like a Scud missile firing at him, man. Like,
and then Andy, right back to him.
Exactly the next play,
get up,
right?
Kid. Listen, you're going to have a challenge here.
Yeah, that with, and then you said Isaac Newton throwing Patrick Mahomes around like a rag doll, you know, the other day. And then Troy Aikman's like, oh, they're protecting the quarterback. Troy, what game were you watching? Like, that was like 3 seconds after. That would have been a penalty back in your day, pal. Which, by the way, the Your Day NBA guys are out now.
Uh-oh.
Carmelo Anthony is the back in my day guy. Like, didn't he just retire like 2 minutes ago?
What was he talking about? Managing his load?
Yeah, managing his load. Yeah. And then Jordan was talking about load management the other night. They had, you know, part two of his, you know, 40-part interview on NBC.
Oh, yeah.
And he was complaining about the load management stuff. But he actually gave a good reason. He goes, look, man, and this is why Jordan is brilliant. He said, look, he goes, and this is a page from Ned Yost as well. When they said, you know, you never give guys rest at home. He goes, people work hard. They may get to one game a year and they pay this money. And if these guys are at home, I want my, you know, players to play so my fans can see these players. He goes, I'll rest them on the road, but I'm never going to rest these guys at home because our fans pay good money. And maybe it's only one game a year they get to go to. They want to see Salvi. I was like, okay, that's a good answer.
Well, and Mike Tirico was like, you really want to quiet down that last guy against the wall in Detroit back in the day. He's like, yeah, that guy was probably yelling at me. I needed to quiet shut him up.
But Jordan also said kind of the same thing. It's like people, we forget that. Like when people go to games, maybe you're going to one a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to that one game and it's load management, and you don't get to see these players play, are you really going to want to go back and take that chance again? You're going to feel like you got had, like you were scammed, right? It's a bait and switch, essentially, what that is. And that's what Jordan said. He goes, these people pay hard-earned money to go watch me play, whether it's home or road. I'll never do that. You got to think about the fans. The NBA player today could give two rips about the fans.
He also mentioned being entertainment,
yeah,
which I thought you would have really keyed in on as well.
Because, I missed that part.
Yeah, he mentioned being entertainment for the fans and being a guy who's giving them something to do for their night with the family.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's a form of entertainment. You know, if you're going to an NBA game and you're going to go watch, let's say, Houston, and then Kevin Durant has load management, well, you're not getting what you paid for. It's like, you know, it's a bait and switch is essentially what that is. You and I know they say you know this going in, but it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't have to guess whether or not these good players are going to play in these games or have to spend money on marquee games on a Saturday night that you know that they're going to play in.
Somebody said Kobe said the same thing. He didn't want to cheat the fans.
Mm-hmm. Those are the greats. That's what the greats do. They don't want to cheat the fans.
Yeah, I think LeBron's done a really good job of that, to be honest. That guy's played his whole career.
He really has.
He really has.
But I just found it rich last night, Carmelo Anthony. Like, you retired yesterday.
Yeah, literally. Just got done.
Mello.
The original Mello.
That's right. So, Speck comes in fired up yesterday. Because the World Series went 18 innings, right? The night before.
Yep.
And he's like, man, I was watching it because I wanted to see Shohei Ohtani do something special. And they kept intentionally walking him. And he comes up with this idea. Light bulb. Not Lance. And he comes with this idea and he says to himself, I think the intentional walk should be banned when the bases are empty because you cannot take out any other athlete in any other sport like you can with the intentional walk. Agree or disagree with Spector?
Well, I totally disagree on that. I love the intentional walk. I get mad when Ohtani's up or Bonds is up or somebody that can beat you is up and the other coach is going, yeah, we're going to kind of get him out. Why? That's stupid. I mean, make it easy on yourself. But it's not like you're taking him out of the game and you're eliminating him from the game. You're still giving up that free base. And in this day and age of Major League Baseball, where you only get two throwovers, right? If it's a good player, you're essentially already giving that guy second base in a situation like that. Like if you walk Bobby Witt in the ninth inning, at the top of the ninth inning, he's already on second base. He'll probably be on third base. That was a stupid decision to walk Bobby Witt in that situation. And most people will say the same thing about Ohtani. It's stupid in that situation, but you know he's beat your ass, and you're not going to have that anymore. So I like the strategy in that. I do. I love the strategy in walking. It's the right thing to do in that situation because you know he's going to beat you, and we say it every week going into an NFL game. All right, we got to take James Cook out this week, and we key on him and take him out of the game.
And to be fair, at least it's not happening as much as it did to Barry Bonds in 2004. Some numbers. Barry Bonds holds both the single season and all-time records for intentional walks with 120 in 2004. So intentional.
In one season, right? And you know how many at-bats you get in a season? About 500 or so. And 20% of them you were intentionally walked.
Well, that's funny. We have the numbers. He had a career total of 688 career intentional walks. The single season record, 04, 120 times. Career record, walked a total of 688 times. The dominance record, the record-breaking number of intentional walks highlights how much opposing teams feared his hitting ability. In 2004, he was walked 37% of his plate appearances.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
So it's probably too low.
So 37% of the time, you didn't see Barry Bonds swing the stick, and every single manager was happy. And I still go back to when Buck Showalter intentionally walked him with the bases loaded.
Right.
And I'll give you his numbers if I can get Baseball Reference up and working. In 2004, which makes this even more insane of a season, because in 2004, Barry Bonds only had 120 intentional walks. He was walked a total of 232 times in that season. So he was still walked a ton, and he still hit 45 home runs at 101 RBI.
Yeah. So you're not missing anything by intentionally walking
these guys. And he hit 362.
Yeah. No, it's the right move to do. You're here to win a World Series. At this point in time, the fans don't care. They want to win the game.
Which is why a lot of people tell you it's a difference between plate appearance and at-bats.
Yes.
He had 617 plate appearances. He had 373 at bats.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. About half. Yeah, about 50% is were walks.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's nuts right there.
I will say it is a little bit of a two-parter with what Speck's saying, though. Is like the opinion. I absolutely agree with you guys. It's wrong. It's part of the strategy of the game. It adds to the chess of it all. But I mean, I will say, like, I do think it's a fact that there is no other sport that would be like that. Like, it is the most you can take a player out in any sport.
Hack-a-Shack.
Yeah, but even that, the NBA, you know, they came back on. They pulled it back. They were able to rectify a little bit of that and say, okay, now you can't foul someone away from the ball. If you do that, they get to choose who shoots the free throws. So that now you have to be holding the ball in a shooting motion.
Yeah.
So you really, they kind of they narrowed down Hackishek quite a bit. Still a thing. We still saw it in the playoffs last season.
Yeah, I was going to say last year with the Knicks, man, they kept putting that guy to the line who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Yes.
Totally still happens, but not as easy as it did.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I also...
I don't know if that's a problem, though.
I don't think it's a problem. Every sport's different.
Is there a similarity in intentionally walking in load management? I know the player's not going, hey, please walk me, but it's like... Because somebody brings it up on the text line. They said, imagine what he says. You guys are talking about NBA load management. Imagine how pissed off you'd be if you went to see Barry Bonds play and he got walked the entire game. I got to see Barry Bonds one time in my life, and it was in Kauffman Stadium. And I sent the texter this response. His first at bat, he roped a double off the wall. He never swung again, ever. And I got the dugout suite tickets. Dad got them from work or something like that. We sent there and watched him. He got to third base, biggest human being I've ever seen in my life outside of Aaron Judge. And he hit a double off the wall. I was like, that's Barry Bonds. He just did that. The sound, the everything. And then every single at bat, he walked up there, bat on the shoulder, immediately was just throw full. Because this is before they made the rule where you could just say four fingers and go. Mm-hmm. It was just he'd stand there, and by the third pitch, he was taking the armband off, and it was every at bat. And I was like, well, this sucks, dude.
So
it is similar. I get what Speck is saying. Because like he had just mentioned, and what we had just mentioned about load management, when I watch the NBA, or like, God forbid we ever get an NBA team and the Lakers come to town, and let's say LeBron was playing, he's like, you know, I'm taking the night off. I'd be pissed.
You'd be pissed about that. But that's taking the night off. These guys are still playing, you know?
Right.
This is a blatant, I'm not showing up for the game. Otani's there. He's playing. This other team wants to win. They're not going to let him beat you. But he's still playing. Like, if you go to a game he's pitching, you're still seeing him pitch. You're still seeing him bat. You're still seeing him on the bases. The load management thing doesn't ring true for me, because those guys are just bailing on the entire game. They're not showing up. They're done for the night. So, and you spent your money on that ticket, and you're not getting anything out of that.
Somebody says walking a batter is the same as taking a knee at the end of the football game when it's tight, because you take the ball out of the other quarterback's hands. I get it.
You don't usually take a knee when it's tight, though, at the end of a game. You knee at the end of the game when you're just running out the clock and the game is over.
It's crazy how we were talking about the Lion King and now on Good Morning Football.
Oh, they got the Lion King up there. Yeah, they're listening.
Yes.
They're listening. Yeah.
Let's get into one other word with Mac Morey.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Somewhere Maloney thinks it's 7:30.
Yeah. By the way, ruined his kid's birthday plans. 21 is the age for six.
It is?
Mm-hmm. When I forgot they did that.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They did that right after I turned 21 or whatever, and I was like, oh, that's stupid.
So what's the point of turning 18 now other than going to serve the country and buy a scratch-off, right? That's about it?
Yep. Strip clubs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Those are few and far between here, though.
Also, I mean, like, go to a strip club and I can't have a drink?
You can go see a rated R movie by yourself.
Well, that was always the big thing. You know, you can send me to the military and I can fight for the country, but I can't buy a beer?
Can't have a beer.
So stupid.
Now you can't even buy a cigarette?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I remember I turned 18. I went and saw In the Cut with Meg Ryan.
Woo.
You seen that one?
Smash.
I'm going to tell you, Meg Ryan, man.
I just know Meg Ryan.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
All right, we were talking baseball. One word on the World Series. We'll have Game 5 tonight. It's tied up, boys, 2-2.
It's giving you everything you want. The one word is entertaining. You know, you had the big 18-inning game. You had Ohtani pitch last night. You're having Alejandro Kirk become kind of a cult hero. Vladimir Guerrero hits a big home run. The crowd's been into it. Like, yeah, entertaining, man. This World Series has been entertaining. And now we're going back to Toronto for potential Game 7. You're going to have at least a Game 6 and a potential Game 7 as well. So who could want – I mean, what more could you want out of this thing?
Dodgers the favorite tonight. They're minus 207 on the money line, wherever you want to get your bets at. That's via DraftKings. For Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run is plus 156. For Vladimir Guerrero Jr., it is plus 415.
Wow.
So
okay,
maybe take them both parlayed together would be plus 1,100.
Damn.
Hello. Don't get Jokic'd on that bet. That's bad. I'm sorry. One word for the being tied up. I will say my one word would be interesting, because I thought Dodgers in five with that pitching staff and that 18-inning game messed everything up. In fact, the funniest thing I saw was Roki Sasaki was in the dugout, and they told Yamamoto to get warmed up, and he looked over and he goes, seriously? dude, we don't have anybody else to throw. We got to get to our got to get deep into the well. So it's interesting because that one 18 inning game debunked everything for the rest of the series.
It really did. I mean, that kid who pitched like seven innings the other night for the Dodgers is like, he was just there in case of emergency. They had to break the glass and use that dude. He pitched like seven innings the other night.
Imagine being Will Smith catching 18 innings and going back out the next night and catching nine.
I was watching the Canadian broadcast out in the box last night, and their whole thing at the beginning of the game was about Ohtani being tired. You know, this guy sleeps 10 to 12 hours a night.
Good.
And, wow. And so they showed the celebration from game.
He's betting in those hours.
Yeah, probably true. But they showed like the celebration from game three, and he's in the locker room, and Ohtani's like literally doing things to get ready to pitch later that day because it's 1 a.m. And he's already kind of starting his routine in the background. You can kind of see this. And so they were talking all game about Ohtani didn't get enough sleep, didn't get enough sleep. He's going to be tired. He's used to 10 to 12 hours a night. And he wasn't great last night on the mound, did enough to give his opportunity for his team to win, but he ended up taking the loss on that game last night.
If you want a reason to root for the Toronto Blue Jays, from the text line 816, we have a local guy as the assistant batting coach for Toronto, Hunter Mintz. Played at Mizzou, won state with the Liberty Blue Jays in 02.
There you go. Okay. I was already rooting for Toronto, but all the more reason. I love it.
I got to enter the Busch Light sweepstakes. Could win beer for a year.
We love the Xavier Worthy celebration on first down. You guys have both named it. I believe, Bob, do you say the trance? Is that what you said?
Yeah, kind of like a trance. You're putting these people into a trance.
Which I like, kind of mystify. And then Dusty said, that stank.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Mahomes said to Andy Reid after he got done doing that celebration. Here's what he called it.
What? No, I was celebrating. I was good. I was celebrating. You see my, I did the Chiefs wave. Mm. The Chiefs wave. The little Chiefs wave. He said, he asked if I hurt my leg. I said, no, the Chiefs wave, coach.
The video is priceless. Andy, one word is priceless. He goes up to Patrick Mahomes and says, how's your leg? Are you okay? He goes, I was just doing the Chiefs wave, and he did it. And immediately, Andy just walks away. Like, all right, this is 6'7". I don't know what. I don't have time for this.
Don't care about that.
I mean, the immediate walk away of Andy Reid is brilliant. And then Mahomes is, like, looking for somebody. It reminded me of George chasing that rookie around spring training when he talked about pooping his pants. And he's looking for somebody just to talk to, right? And that's kind of what that Mahomes thing reminded me of. Like, Mahomes is like looking around. He's like, is there anybody here that's going to entertain me on this one? Because Andy just walked away like a father. Like, I've done numerous times. All right, we're done here. And he just kind of walked away. But I call it the trance because you're putting that team in a trance.
Yeah, I like that.
Chiefs wave sucks. Terrible is my one word. We are just absolutely horrible with nicknames. Zeus?
Yeah,
Stone Cold Jones, Steve Austin, Furious George.
That one's funny.
But it's not cool. And Chiefs Wave. I'm doing the Chiefs Wave. What are we, PG-13 team? Get that stank. Do that. That's the move. It's that stank, baby.
Speaking of that stank, Deion Sanders.
BBL stinky.
He chimes in on BBLs. He compares college football firings of head coaches to BBLs. He says, quote, you can get a BBL. You can come in here flat as I don't know what and leave thick as a snicker. One word on Deion Sanders on BBL.
BBL stinky.
Foreshadowing.
That thing's over out there, man. Hey, that's done. That thing is dissipated really, really fast.
Yeah, sad would be my word.
It is sad. I told you, he's why I like college football again. And now it's like...
And now you get this offseason mashup between all the coaches going different places, so it should be real entertaining.
It's going to be great, yeah. Did you see the video that surfaced of Pat Shurmur, their offensive coordinator, trying to call a play? And then he's relaying the play into the quarterback on the field. And the quarterback hears the play, and he makes one of these like, oh, come on,
wow.
And then they show video in the huddle, and Pat Shurmur's trying to call the play, and the quarterback's like, no, we're not. Like, the guy couldn't get the play out.
Wow. Oh, hook that sounds rough.
Jet right banana 65, Jet 9 43 oatmeal.
All right, let's get to it. That's from How About Those Chiefs on Twitter. We talked about this earlier. Per NFL Pro, Chris Jones was held without a pressure across 30 pass rushes against the Commanders. Only 5 of his 30 pass rushes resulted in a, quote, positive rush. The last time Jones was held without a pressure was 2021 in the wild card game against the Steelers. One word there.
Concerning, but also answered, because you brought Mike Pennell back. That better increase Chris Jones' production. He's been very outspoken, wanted Pennell back. Pennell's back. Now I expect Chris Jones to kind of step it up because it's time. But also, too, Washington isn't really a big game. Jacksonville wasn't a big game. When we've had big games on the schedule, Chris Jones has played big. He plays up to the level of his opponent and to the intensity of the game more than anybody on this team right now.
I have two one words. I would say Pinnell is one, and the other one is anomaly. It's happened twice. It happened this past week, and it happened in 2021. And then they went and got Pinnell because maybe they need to finally figure out that Chris Jones needs some help because he keeps getting absolutely double teamed, triple teamed. And that last game was probably a result in the first half why they didn't kind of stop them. The bend was a little bit more excessive than before in other games where they always say the bend don't break. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those, like, it bent almost to the point of, like, come on, man, like 5 yards, Marcus Mariota, like, you're not stopping this guy. But again, adjustments in the second half, it came to fruition, and they stopped him, only 7 points allowed in the game. But yeah.
We saw that be Karloftis's best game. Yep. I think those two things are connected personally.
That's fine. Yeah. And there probably is some truth to that. I mean, like, we talk about Mahomes needs the weapons, quarterback needs the weapons. Well, Chris Jones is your best player on defense. He needs help too. Like everybody needs, you know, that assistance. And so hopefully getting Pinnell back will be just what the doctor ordered for Chris.
Yeah, if Chris Jones getting locked up means Karloftis is going to be heating around that corner and flying.
Fine.
Yeah. Give me that.
Damn. Mercedes Lewis.
I just looked at 41 years old.
Did he get signed?
By the Bears.
Wow.
Practice
Broncos,
squad.
I mean. Broncos, yeah, Broncos practice squad.
Practice squad. Yeah. Only two players in NFL history have caught a pass at 41 years or older, Jerry Rice and Tom Brady.
Oh, my wow. God. That's cool. Like, that's Rice, insane. Obviously.
Yeah, we got Rice, but.
Tom Brady. That's great.
That's nuts.
The Bears also, as we talked about earlier, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, fifth team this year.
Wow. Whew. Cliff comes quick.
No doubt. We'll wrap this show up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Wrapping this show up on a Wednesday. Looks about the same as when we came in.
Well, except it's lighter.
Yeah. National Hermit Day.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't speak more truth into that. Thrive off your haters, folks. That's what I will say. How about this from the text line? Dusty is the one of the lamest as F, the lamest dude in sports radio, and that includes Jason Smith.
Cringe. Who's Jason Smith?
I think he does the How About a Fresca? Is that show?
Heard of him.
And then he says, I said, thanks, man. I appreciate the kind words. Anytime. You would be more sufferable if you didn't act like you were super cool. LOL, you're still single, aren't you? Apparently not being in a relationship isn't cool. Consider peeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis. Welcome to the club, buddy. Welcome to the club.
I mean, what kind of nastiness? Like, why do people have so much hate in their heart?
Well, I hope we can inspire them to be kind the rest of the day.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. Like,
I am like the opposite of cool. I mean, my sweatshirt literally today says it's cool to care.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you care about hurting people's feelings. It didn't hurt my feelings. I just think it's funny that you use your energy to text that into the show.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, I always see texts like that. I believe they're more of a cry for help than anything. And maybe he's married, but maybe Dusty, he doesn't have any friends and just needs somebody to kind of, you know, console him or something like that. So I always look at those. And I go, that person's sad. I wonder what's wrong in their life to be so mean towards somebody else for no reason, and really to be mean towards somebody they don't know.
Right. Oh, we got a response. You're saying the Chiefs wave is lame and that Stone Cold Jones, but you call yourself the Dirty Werewolf or whatever. I, A, don't call myself that. B, the background story of that is because Josh Vernier actually named that to me, so kiss my blue ass.
Mm-hmm.
Three, the Dirty Werewolf was a name from the text line and Josh Vernier on Royals post games when I was doing production, so that's where that name originated from. And I don't call myself anything other than that. Oh, and by the way, the crown jewel, that was from females that text in wanting to take this single guy out to dinner. So again, pucker up, buckaroo. Somebody says, what's his number, Dusty? That's illegal. I can't do that.
No.
But what's
kiss
also...
kiss my ass!
No doubt about it, but hey, be kind to people. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, just be nice.
You're like, still single? That's, to me, that's cringe. Like, why do you care if I'm single or in a relationship? You got some people that are looking? Send them my way, buddy. You seem like a nice guy. But no, we go back to this because you at first, I thought it was funny how you did this in live time because we played the lady that's the now, I guess, going to take over for Jim Irsay.
Carla Irsay Gordon, I think her name is,
that's
right?
That's correct. Yeah. And she had this to say about what, because, you know, obviously, like, you have two different types of people that view this, like, what's a woman doing on the sideline for the NFL? Mm-hmm. And then you also have people like, I wonder what she's doing. Well, she'll tell you.
I need to learn more about this. I need to be able to say, is this person full of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about? And I think one of the things that being on the headset has really helped me learn is, to the question earlier, there, it's such a complex organism, a football team and how it operates. And on game day, and you could say, oh, that person ran that route wrong. When you learn to find, oh, someone tagged the wrong wide receiver, and it wasn't really the player's fault. It was the person that called it. So, and it's never, I think that's been a very valuable, because it also helps us be able to know, where do we need to make tweaks? What resources do we need? What do we need to fix? So much of it is comes down to just how we operate and how things work. And the headsets are really, I wish more, I would suggest it for anyone else that has to pay coaches and GMs millions and millions of dollars. It helps you make a less expensive mistake, potentially.
I'll tell you what, there's mm-hmm. the more I hear her comments, the more I think that is the most impressive thing I've ever heard an owner of a franchise ever say. And for a number of reasons. Number one, she didn't ask to be the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. Dad died. Now you're the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. And she's like, okay, I'm going to take over this franchise. I really don't know what I don't know, so I'm going to go learn what I don't know. And I'm going to get down and dirty and figure out what the hell's going on here. And as she said at the end, I'd like to know that I'm making the right decision when I'm paying millions of dollars to GMs and coaches, that we are making those right decisions. Because if you watch a game, you see this guy, as she mentioned, drop the pass or whatever. She goes, what's not supposed to be intended? That was a wrong play that was supposed to be called. And they did, you know, and so she now has all the background and the information that she needs. So when she's making these decisions for her franchise, they are educated decisions. Not to say other owners aren't educated about what's going on, because that wouldn't be fair to say. But she's basically saying, I've never done this before. A year ago, nobody knew who I was. Now I'm front and center. I'm the face of this organization. And if I'm going to run this organization successfully, I've got to go around and know what everybody in the organization does. And, mm-hmm. and that's the sign of a good boss. Like, if you hire a new CEO, that CEO should spend 2 weeks with every department doing that job so they know what they're doing and what the people that are beneath them are doing every single day, so they know how to run the company. And nobody really does that. You don't see that happen a lot, you know, and it needs to happen more. And so when I first saw this and heard this, I'm like, God, I don't know that I want my owner down there wearing a headset. Then I heard her explain why she's wearing the headset and what she's doing. I'm like, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard an owner say. I don't know much about what's going on. I need to learn. So I'm going to go learn before I make decisions. What a novel way to do business, man. More people should be like the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Carla Irsay. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like she's like running down the field, be like, time out.
Right, right.
You know, or being like, hey, I'm going to come into the meetings and I'm going to talk about this. She's using all of this as resources for when the meetings get into her sort of playing field. Right. That makes sense. Like, yeah. Hey, we need a GM to this team. Let's do that. Hey, we need to do something here. Hey, well, I remember when you guys were kind of having an idea. Now, again, 7-1, things are going great. Yeah. That's always great. But again, like, it's not like she's, and we can use, because it's, I guess, female related, but like, you look at Jordan Hudson, right? She's mm-hmm. in the meeting. She's asking what, you know, why do we call it the red zone? Like, why do we need to stop? Like, all this sort of, that's not what she's doing. She just wants to hear how people communicate. So if there is a good rapport between a couple of people that she's hearing,
yep.
she'll be like, I really like that. And it resulted in this sort of gameplay. Or, you know, it's not, you know, Al Davis's son sitting in a booth in a white jumpsuit, you know, not knowing what's going on and paying Geno Smith a ton of money. She's going to realize, like, okay, like, I've heard you guys communicate with Daniel Jones. I've heard you guys communicate with the offensive coordinator. I've thought about bringing this guy in. Ballard and I have sat down and talked, and we like the way this is going. And because I know that, because I've listened to it, kind of like a fly on the wall analogy. You're there. They know mm-hmm. you're there, but you're not bothering anybody. right? Like, there could be some people that would just go immediately try to kill that fly, right? Walter White in that one episode that sent my anxiety to another level. But, like, that's what this whole thing is. And it's hands-on without putting your hands on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but she's getting the why. And it's so important in life. We never really get the why for a lot of things. We get the end result, and then we have the reaction. Okay, why did that end result happen, though? How did we get here? And she's compiling all of that information to know at the end of the year the why. Why are we 7-1? Why are we 1-7? She's getting all of that information. And it's the stuff in an instant gratification society that we are in now in 2025, 2026 that nobody wants to do. Nobody wants to take the time to put in the effort, to put in the work, to put in the hard time to figure out what's going on. And so I love the fact that she's finding out the why. So at the end of the year, when we have the end result, she knows why that happened or why it didn't happen, because she was there the entire time and she knows what's going on. They're not hiding anything from her.
Yeah, these billionaires know everything. They've never had to be told anything. They don't ask questions because they just say something and they go, oh, yes, yes, Jerry. Absolutely, Jerry. Yes, good call, Jerry.
Right.
And this is someone,
these owners in professional sports, sorry to cut you off, they need more no men around them than they need
but they
yes
won't
men
allow
around
and
them.
And this is a woman who says, you know what? Screw all that. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to learn. I'm going to ask questions and really yearn for the real answer. Like, this is someone who's, we should all look at this and look at this as an example of what we should do in life, man. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you don't know, man. Go ask questions. Go learn. It's okay.
It's okay. And it's better that way because you get the answers and you get information that you probably never thought you were going to get. And I think a lot of people are afraid to ask the question. A, they think they know everything, or B, they're afraid of the answer and what's going to come. I love the answer. That's why from the time I was a little kid, I asked questions, right? They always told me, ask too many questions. No,
why?
I don't.
Why?
No, yeah,
why?
Yeah. But I want to know why. Like, and I'm still like that today. I'm still very black and white. I want to know how we're getting here, how we're going to do this. How is this going to happen? Why is this going to happen? And then we can get to the end result and I can see it all play out and I can make a better decision. I think asking questions is imperative. And she's an owner doing that. Most owners sit in their box and have, you know, champagne and caviar and don't pay any attention to what's going on. She's truly invested. And if you're a Colts fan, you got to be pretty excited about that.
Smartest people in the room ask questions.
I think the other thing that comes to this is what the text line just brought up. They said, that's what Jerry Jones should be doing.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, that's why I brought up his name. Oh, yes, Jerry. Of course, Jerry. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Him, Davis,
yes,
Cincinnati
absolutely.
Guy. All like, look at what's going on. And look at this. Look at the Colts team today.
And you know who else should be asking those questions to? People who are new when they take over teams. Like the guys out in Denver, that ownership group should be asking every question under the sun. Because as smart as Condoleezza Rice is and the Penner family is for running Walmart for all those years, you don't know all the answers when it comes to football or how football things are done. So ask those questions. It's okay. John Sherman takes over the Royals. I'd be asking questions to every single person in the organization about how things are done and compiling all that information. If I'm Clark Hunt, I and I'm sure they do. I don't know if they do or not. I have a meeting with Andy Reid once a week and sit down and talk about, you know, things. Same with Mark Donovan. Hey, where's that stadium going, Mark? You tell me, Clark. You know, like one of those type of things. Why'd you run this play, Andy? What are you doing here? Like, you've got to get that information if you're going to be in leadership. It empowers you to lead better as well. I mean, like what she's doing.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because
you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Going out there, at first I thought it was ridiculous, but now I'm all in. I think it's outstanding, man.
Somebody says, tell that to my boss when I ask a bunch of questions.
Well, then you have a bad boss, though. Seriously, if your boss gets mad that you're asking questions, it's because your boss knows that you probably know more than they do.
Well, hey, go do something nice for somebody you never know. It's simply cool to care. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year. Stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy, stay warm. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 until 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow and ramp up this Bills talk. Take care.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.